You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is July 20th, 2020. All right, guys, welcome back to this special podcast. Because why? Why is it special? It is 7-20-20-20. Say that three times fast. I actually had to practice it a few times before we started on the cast today. I actually did this intro about four or five times because I either had less 20s or not enough 20s or it didn't sound right. So 7-20-20-20. Three 20s. All right, so you can't. This has got to be good luck. Good news for our podcast this week. But it is good news because we do have something very exciting. I have in my possession a Janus razor, and I also have the prototype. Just received it the other day. It's in a pass around between Mark and myself from Eric. Really excited to talk to you guys about this and give you my first impressions. I'll have it for the week, so I'll be shaving with it. So on the next podcast, I will definitely have some more information. So really, really excited about this one. Really, really cool stuff. Also, I want to talk about on the podcast today, head shaving with SE razors. Is it done? Is it possible? Do you do it? Can you do it? Is it comfortable? I'll tell you my thoughts because I've actually used several SE razors in the last few days, and I'll tell you which ones I think work out really well. All right, so 2020 has been a challenging year for all of us, so it's given me a lot of time to really work on my wet shaving technique, mainly because we can't really go out anywhere. So bowl lathering versus face lathering. I have done a lot of studies with this and a lot of messing around with bowl lathering and face lathering, but not as much as this year. And I'm going to tell you my thoughts because I've been going half and half and just trying it every other day myself with a scuttle, with a bowl, with just straight out of the puck. And I'll tell you my thoughts of what I feel is the best way to do it. And you might be surprised in what I actually say. Rocknell shaving adjustable razors. Do they get the press that they deserve? This extremely limited razor, you don't see too much about it because there's not many of them out there, and they are fairly expensive. But I really want to give them a little bit of a limelight. Now, I've never used one of these razors, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about the history about it and the thoughts about this actual collaboration because it is really cool. And if you're looking for a face mask and you want it to stick with the wet shaving theme, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements does have wet shaving face masks. They have several of them on their site. You can order them too, and so we'll talk a little bit about that and see if that's something, and see if that would be a trend coming from more artisans maybe, as I don't think these face masks in the USA and around the world are going to go away anytime soon. All right, and I know, as always, guys, how to properly sanitize and clean your razors. Won't really discuss it, but it's going to be in the show notes until the end of this pandemic. So hopefully we'll be able to delete that, and we'll have maybe a special edition show when I do delete it. I'll do it live on the air. Who knows? All right, guys. Well, without further ado, let's get on with the show. Janus razors. All right, guys. We've talked about Janus razors several times on the show because this is quite an accomplishment from an individual. A gentleman, Eric, decided to produce a razor from an old design. The old design just so happens to be the Gillette Toggle, okay? The Gillette Toggle just so happens to be the most complex and most difficult razor probably ever built. There are a few other razors out there that have come close to it. I'd say the Gillette adjustables are all up there with difficulty of being able to build and fix and stuff like that. But the Gillette Toggle has a lot of parts. And it has a lot of parts that need to work together in order for it to work properly. That's why these razors are prone to break. And you have to send them in for service. Either the doors will get lazy, the clicker won't work, or the toggle mechanism will get jammed up. There's a lot of moving parts here. Now, I have in my hand the actual Janus razor production model, and I also have in my other hand, I have the prototype. The prototype is a solid razor. Now, I haven't shaved with them yet because I just received them, and I just wanted to I was actually delaying recording the show as long as possible until I got them, so I'll be shaving with these all week. But first impressions of this razor, of the actual production model, is I'm going to be honest. The pictures don't do it justice. It really is a stunning piece in person. And I am almost shocked, to say the least, if not really surprised, because a lot of people... So I've read online, I saw some forums of people getting the Janus razor on Badger and Blade or wherever it was. I forget where it was. And I was actually part of the conversation just asking questions. And there were people saying, oh, the finish doesn't look quite right. I don't know, this and that. It doesn't look highly polished. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, this razor is very, very nice. Okay, this is a quality-built razor. This is a heavy razor. All right, I haven't weighed it yet. I have my scale and everything. I'll be doing more information on the next show. But actually, this is really good because I get to just talk about like first impressions of just picking it up out of the box and stuff. The box is pretty cool. All right, the packaging is nice, but you know, I don't judge razors on the packaging. Yeah, of course, why would we? But this razor is nice. Is definitely better than I thought it would be. I'm going to be honest with you. The initial thought on this razor was, I'm like, okay, it's going to be a toggle-like mechanism. It's going to be nice. Looking forward to it and trying it out. But I didn't realize it was going to look this good. So really impressed with the build quality. Now, I'm just going to toggle it up. You can hear it. I'm toggling it open. And it does work very similar to a regular toggle. It feels a little bit more solid. But almost spot on the same with the mechanism. It's a little bigger. Circumference wise, like wider, and it is heavier because it's made out of stainless steel. But I think it's quite impressive, to be honest with you. They're all individually numbered, so they have an individual serial number on them, and has the Janus razor logo in there. And I'll be honest, guys, it's a solid razor. Now I'm going to use it, as you can see, I'm opening it up and closing it. I'm using the adjustment mechanism. It feels much like a Red Dot, like a regular toggle. I mean, this is spot on, very similar to the toggle. Now, I don't know what the insides look like. I haven't looked at that, and I'm sure somebody will take it apart eventually. I don't know how to, and I wouldn't want to mess with this one too much because it's very nice. But if I actually really want to buy one of these now, so I'm going to be completely honest. I'm just talking out loud as I look at them. Like, I'm giving you a live review because I literally just took it out of the box this morning. Now, with this prototype, the prototype is a heavy piece. It's a little bit bigger. Size-wise, they're about the same size, but the prototype is, as you can hear, it sounds a little louder, right? It's a little bit clickier. I actually like the prototype, too. The adjustment mechanism's similar, right? Yeah. Goes to the back, goes to the front. I mean, oh, I like this. It says, nothing, I didn't even look at this. Impossible is nothing. Impossible is nothing on the doors of the prototype. Which is by Muhammad, quote by Muhammad Ali, which is actually, sorry, I just like stopped for a second. I was just looking at it and I said, oh, wow, it's got a quote inside the actual, between the doors of the prototype. Very cool. The prototype feels solid too. So I can't wait to shave with these. These are really exciting. And I really regret not being able to get one. I missed out on it. I know they're very pricey, but you're getting really innovation here. From the past of somebody that replicated something with modern technology, not with big machines and stuff with CNC machining and building. So honestly, right, you're getting a true to death review. So if it doesn't sound too good on the other side, guys, I'm sorry. I wanted to do this live kind of on the show. Really nice razor. So I'm very impressed with it. Very nice build. Now, how it shaves, we'll find out. We'll have that on the next show. All right, so moving on to the bowl lathering aspect of 2020. All right, bowl versus face lathering in 2020. Okay, guys, let's be honest. 2020 has been a challenging year for all of us. We know this. But it has given me more time to shave. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I'm in the retail business and I've been moved around a few times and you know, I've actually relocated myself now. I'm down farther south in the Fort Lauderdale area instead of Palm Beach area myself. And I'm working... very fortunate to be working, right? And to be doing that kind of stuff. I still have a lot of free time, and my free time has been reading and just getting more. Actually, taking courses online for free. You know, some colleges are offering some free certificates and stuff like that, and just writing and just reading and all that good stuff. But beyond that, full bowl versus face lathering challenges. This is something I've been wanting to do for a while. Now I have a scuttle, I have a bowl, I like the face lather and all that good stuff. So what is better and what do you feel works for you? And I here are my thoughts. I like bowl lathering when I've got a little bit more time on my hands. I think face lathering is like if I'm waking up at 4 a.m. to go to work or I got to be somewhere quickly, I do a face lather with hot water or warm water. Just because it can do a quick lather that's works, right? It works very well. But a friend of mine, actually, a few years ago, he actually took the time and showed me how he lathers. He's been a long-time wet shaver. and with bowl lather. And I never bowl lathered up until probably about 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And he showed me how to do it and how he did it. And he said, no, you're going too quick. Take your time. And the bowl lathering aspect with the actual, when you really get those soaps working, it's nice. It's really nice. And it's actually something very special, but not all of us have time for it. So I like to really hold on to my bowl lathering technique and use the bowl lathering aspect when I have some time. Today, for example, on the weekend, if I've got a day off or something like that, I will bowl lather and take my time shaving, right? If I got a few extra minutes. If I don't have to be to work at 6 in the morning and I don't have to be up at 4, then I'll bowl lather, you know, if I got to be to work at like 9 or 10, right? Because my schedule fluctuates. If I got to be to work early, I do face lather. I'm going to be honest. When you have to do your head and your face at the same time, you do go through a lot of soap. It does take longer. 2 passes on your face, 2 passes on your head. It does take a little bit of time. Really at 4 a.m., I'm not really into it, so I'll do that, right? I'll do that. I usually use an easier razor to shave with. I won't use a very aggressive razor. For example, I'll use a Gillette adjustable, or I'll use like the one blade or something like that, because they're a little bit easier to use when you're in a rush, and they do a good job with a head shave too. So that's kind of my thoughts on the bowl versus face lathering aspect. Love bowl lathering. I think bowl lathering is the best. I'm going to be honest with you. It makes my face feel great. I like that taking the extra time, and I like it just being warm. It just feels like you really break the lather up. You really utilize the soap and lather to the fullest, and it comes out smoother and softer and just nicer. And it's also a skill that you feel really proud about being able to do, because it does take some practice to do that. Now, there's nothing wrong with face lathering, because I like the face lather as well, and I feel that the results can be very, very similar. And you can get a great shave. If not, they're spot on, very close. But I do like to bowl lather when I have the time. So what are your thoughts? Let me know via email and I'll share it on the show. If not, just want to talk about it, that's even better. We can do that too. So just really trying to, like, maybe I'll do a poll on the next podcast and see how this works, just to see what everybody does and what they feel is better, if they agree or disagree with me or have another method of lathering. Now, there's also another way. I've actually I've seen this on a couple of YouTube videos, and I think Rick DeWeese, I think he did this before he became a wet shaver, like a traditional wet shaver. He used to say he used to do soap and just put it on his face in the shower. I've tried that too, like take a puck of shaving soap and just rub it on your face if you're in a rush, or your head if you're a head shaver as well. And it does work, but not nearly as well as with a brush, I'm going to be honest. Now, I tried this with the Fine Accoutrements pucks, the old pucks they used to do when they were just in the box. I think they still do them in the box when it was like in a, they used to do like a, they used to make soaps and they put them in like a Williams shave. Like, if you ever seen Williams shave soap, it would go in the same box as that, like a similar size. And I actually just rubbed it on my head and it does work, but it's not nearly as refined. So if I've got the time, I'm face lathering. If I don't, I'm bowl, excuse me, other way around. If I've got the time, I'm bowl lathering. If I don't, I'm face lathering. And all in all, if you got only a few minutes and you got to go quickly, good old Barbasol works pretty well too. So let me know your thoughts, guys. joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. And maybe I'll get a poll going here and see if I get some, if we generate a lot of interest in this, we'll get a poll to see what everybody says. But I'd like to hear some opinions too. All right, moving along. The Rocknell Adjustable. Now, this is a razor that's been around for a few years now. I think it's been around for about 3 years. No, I'm sorry, maybe even a little longer. The Sailor Series, the collaboration, the special edition one they came out with, has only been around for several years. But there has been an adjustable available from a Rocknell site for a while now. And they make two adjustable razors, I believe, the regular one and then the Sailor Series. And they're very limited production, we know that. They're difficult to build, but they really don't get the attention that they deserve, to be completely honest with you. It's a great razor from what I've seen, and a lot of great reviews, and there's a lot of time put into it. And I, for one, haven't given them the time that they deserve either. So I was looking them up online and just researching it, and I saw that Bull Goose Shaving usually has the exclusive on the Sailor Series. They do about 100 of these per year, and I will be honest, they are quite expensive. They're about $450 for one of these razors. But what you do get out of this is you get a You get a 128-gram adjustable with only about 10 moving parts. It's fully CNC machined with a 316L stainless steel. So it's a full stainless steel adjustable. It might actually be one of the only stainless steel adjustables out there, with the exception of maybe this Janus razor that I'm holding right now, right? It's a difficult kind of thing to produce, but they use quality material. Now, the collaboration is between Rocknell and I believe it's Barbaros Shaving, which is out of Turkey. And these two collaborated with their razors and with their designs and razor and came out with this big monster, right? And only hear positive reviews. So I'm going to see if I can actually either borrow one from somebody or actually pick one of these up in the next year, because every year I keep looking at it and I keep thinking, you know what? I know it's a lot, but would it be worth it to get it and try it out for a little while and then maybe pass it along or something like that? I don't know. So I'm going to see if I can get a hold of one of these things one of these days and try it out. And if you've used one or if you own one, I'm pretty sure somebody on listening to this has, let us know. Just send us an email. Tell me your thoughts. I've seen the reviews online, all been positive. Haven't seen any negative reviews. And you don't see too many of these being resold. So I would say that it's a pretty solid piece. And I'd love to try one day. So it's on my wish list. As always, I'm always saying, like a couple shows ago, I said, oh, I'm done after I got the bottom dial and finished. Nope, I'm starting to look at this too now. So, and it actually is a bottom dial with this one. It has the adjustment on the bottom, I believe. So, hey, who knows? Maybe it's another one. Maybe it's another little dream that I'll have that I'll pick up in the next couple of years. All right, guys. And also, Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements, they are now carrying wet shaving face masks. That's right. If you want a mask, we all need to wear them, right? If you can wear them at your work with logos on it or something like that, unfortunately, in my work, we can't. We wear regular masks. Got to wear the paper ones or a solid color one. You can get one that's got your favorite logo of Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements from the soap. The picture I have over here, I think that's from the Bay Rum. And you can get just like any theme that he has. He has several themes on there. Really cool. I'm going to be honest with you guys. This is awesome, because now you can go represent the wet shaving world wearing a face mask, because we all have to do it anyway. So, I mean, it's most of us at least have to wear it if we're going to work. And if we're working from home, you still need one to go to the grocery store and stuff and get gas and all that good stuff. So really cool. Check them out. Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. I left the link in the show notes just to show you the actual, so you can go right to the page if you're looking for it. And if you are a vendor or if you are an artisan or somebody along the lines that have a face mask, please let me know. I'd love to advertise it for you on the podcast free of charge, mainly because I think this is something that we need. It's an essential, and it's cool to be representing the wet shaving world. So if anybody's got one that's got, say, an old-fashioned razor on it, a bottom dial, a toggle, or double ring or something like that. Actually, you know what? I was looking at those patent pictures. A lot of people make shirts out of those Gillette adjustable t-shirts. Maybe we can make one with a mask. Maybe it's an idea for someone. I wish I had the time and the resources to do so, because I would do it and sell them for at cost, just to get them out there so we can all really represent the wet shaving world. But yeah, cool guys. Check them out. PhoenixArtisanAccoutrements.com. So everyone, that concludes the podcast for the week. A lot going on in the wet shaving world. Hopefully a lot more coming up. A few things I did want to discuss at the end of the show is, one of my favorite times of the year is coming up. And even though the whole world is in nuts right now, we're still going to celebrate the fall seasonal special and still celebrate fall for the Wet Shaving Podcast. So Wet Shaving Talk Podcast. So that being said, if you are a vendor, if you are a supplier, if you are just an artisan, if you are just a fan and you have something coming out in the near future and you wanted me to start talking about it, or if you'd like me to start, I am starting to put the show together and go through the vendors, so I'm getting everything ready for this year. It is a long pot. It does take about 20 to 24 hours to produce that show. Let me know, because I'd love to get this going. I know the world's different now, so we're going to start doing that and just getting it really a really big show this year and a really good one, because we all deserve it. You guys all deserve, the listeners deserve a really good fall seasonal special this year. And that's something that I'm going to put a lot of time into to make sure it's perfect, because it's such a crazy year. And if we have just a little bit of our little hobby that we can do and just enjoy, even if you have one soap, one brush, and one razor, to the person who has 1,000, you know, it's all the same to me. And I just really want to make sure we have a great show this year. So If you have anything, anything you want to talk about, anything you want to see featured on the show, let me know. joe.whatshippingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, and that concludes the show for this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners, for everything that you do in the wet shaving world and for just being yourselves. How about that? A lot of positive thoughts this week because we all really need them, especially in certain areas of the country where we're going through some pandemic, more second wave of pandemic. Let's just have some fun and talk shaving. Don't forget to check out my blog site, shavestraightandsafe.com. And anytime you want to contact me, joe.whatshavingnews@gmail.com. All right, guys, our next show will be the 3rd of August, 2020. So until then, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.